Drivers of the A-bomb are here. They're chatting about a local Japanese bakery. Soon, the conversation turns to Hiroshima, to sickness, and to the cost of care. Teruko Nomura is 78.
It's not that cheap, that medication I'm taking. $80-something dollars, plus the high blood pressure pill and the thyroid pill. You know, it adds up, you know.
As a registered A-bomb survivor, Nomura receives a medical allowance from the Japanese government. She's relatively healthy, so it wasn't a problem for her to travel to Hiroshima to apply for the benefit. Returning there brought back old memories, which hurt. But, as Nomura says, they'd hurt even more if she didn't speak of them. So she and her survivor friend talk about Hiroshima and what they saw on August 6th, 1945.
You look outside, bombed, and then you see a big fire and all the smoke like a mushroom, you know? And then you see outside, there's a lot of people with all raggy clothes and their skins and their hairs all like that. You see like a ghost.
Nomura's most painful memory is of an encounter she had a few hours after the bomb hit. It was with a group of those ghost-like people. They came to the school where she was working, seeking help from the staff.
They wanted to have water so bad, but when we were young, we were told that if you drink too much water, if you have the burn, you'll die or it's not good for your health. So we try not to give them. But, you know, later on I wished I gave them because they were going to die anyways, you know. I wish I gave them a little bit of water.
Many survivors have similar recollections, moments in the bomb's aftermath when they wished they'd done more. These are not memories that fade easily with age. But for the people who've chosen to speak about them, the memories may be a little more bearable. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox, Los Angeles.
And in the final part of Patrick's series, I just wanted to note ahead of playing the piece for you that by the end of 1945, about 250,000 people had died, either from the bombings themselves over Hiroshima and Nagasaki or from radiation sickness. Now, today, there are still 250,000 people registered as A-bomb survivors. Most of them are elderly now, as you've been hearing in Patrick's pieces. But what they've experienced and what they continue to experience is very, very unique. And it's interesting because relatively little is known about how the A-bomb has affected them. You know, what they saw, how they remember, how they've lived with the exposure to radiation, all of these are key questions that may shape how future generations understand nuclear war. So here's the fourth part in Patrick's series, Hiroshima Survivors, The Last Generation.
The city of Hiroshima has two kinds of social workers on its staff, those who aid the general population and those assigned to help A-bomb survivors. Minori Nakaso is a survivor specialist.
Konnichiwa. Ojamashimasu. Nishi Hoken Center desu.
On this windy morning, Nakaso's visiting an elderly woman. The woman lives alone. She spends most of the day sitting on her living room floor. She says she feels most comfortable that way. I'm 98.